There is nothing wrong with your music player. Everything you hear is being carried out as we intend. We control the treble and the bass. The imaginative processes between your ears are now under our influence. Do not attempt to adjust this podcast. You're listening to Relative Dimensions.
Hello out there, everyone. It's been a while, but we are back. Yes, this is Relative Dimensions, episode number 38. My name's Chris Renshaw, and that's my co-host over there. It's Philip.
Boom! How's it going, everybody? I'm Philip. It is Sunday, September
8th. Says it right there.
Right there on the screen?
Right there.
September 8th.
It's actually, for you, it's, let's see, it's here.
It's right in that general direction.
Yes! We're back.
We are back.
And we've only been on the show.
We're not really in black, but we're back.
The show's just started, and we're already changing stuff. And I'm just going to press a magic button here.
Magic buttons.
Bam! Oh! Suddenly, our name just changed.
Welcome to Excessive Comics Disorder.
Yes, that's right. I'm bringing the old name back. For those of you who didn't know, I used to have a solely comic book-based podcast back when I was really into comic books and single.
Okay, yeah, we had to put it back when you were really into comics. All right, that's it. Back when I was single.
Well, but when I say really into comics, I mean like I would drop $200 a month in comics.
You're a little guy. You were like always at the comic book store.
So, but then there was this thing I had to do, and I had to go get married, and I suddenly did not have as much money.
So lame. Girls.
So I stopped buying comics as much, and therefore I didn't do a show on it. But I kept the name, the website, the name the same because I'm still pretty obsessive about comics and other stuff.
Just a little bit.
But now we thought it would be a little bit, I thought it would be better. I talk about board games and comic books and video games sometimes. And
general nerd culture.
General nerd culture on there. And I'm like, well, we do that on the podcast too. And then why do we need to have multiple names to do the same thing? This is the Obsessive Comics Disorder podcast for the Obsessive Comics Disorder website.
Obsessively.
Yes. But don't worry. You don't need to do anything because everything's staying the same. This video will be in the same place. The podcast will be in the same feed. You just may see the feed change.
Woo-hoo.
The name of the feed may change. I got to figure out if you can delete a podcast from iTunes.
Hmm.
Because the old feed will be in there. But none of those links worked because this media server took down all my files. So if you ever try to get any of my old shows and they weren't there, that was why. So anyways, enough of the boring stuff.
Enough of the boring. I mean,
what is up with you, Philip?
What's up with me? You know, I've been sitting around playing a lot of games. Been jumping back into that Sins of a Solar Empire game.
Oh.
Yes. Which, one game takes me about a month to get through.
This is the game that takes like an eternity.
Oh, it takes an eternity. And, you know, the best thing to do is you just load up the huge map and let it go. Just let it start playing. And that just takes so long. I found out that one of the races is really difficult to win with. The humans, they have a planetary shield you can buy. Protects your planet from external orbital bombardment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody else has that. So, my planets keep getting taken away from me. It becomes really hard to win. I like winning. It's fun.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm working on it. I found ways to get around
why
it.
Why is this over here?
It's Chris's face. It's my face. It's Chris's face. It's my face.
Stupid. Banner thing
Stupid
keeps going
buttons.
Away.
Chris is over here. This is why we need an intern. I'm telling you, we need a hot little young thing intern. It'll be no, don't get a hot little young thing intern because then there'll be lawsuits, and I don't want to be on the other end of that.
There we go.
Now
I can edit things without it automatically shifting.
That's right. There we go. Control Alt Delete.
This is what I get for trying to do on-the-fly stuff.
It happens. It happens. So that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
I was
on a boat. No,
I was gone doing work stuff.
Work. Oh, it pays the bills, so you gotta get through that. I got you.
Yep. So I did a bunch of stuff, which totally you can find out in the other podcast. I actually talked about, I started a new podcast. There we go.
Started a new podcast.
That's something new. Here, I'm going to flip it to this.
Boom, 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 boom.
I started a new podcast called Boards and Swords.
Boards and Swords.
Yeah. So,
is this a medieval surfing related podcast?
Yeah, totally, dude.
Sweet. Rocking around, you know, on your 300 pound armor on your
totally longboard. Totally. And I'm like, whoa. No, I started a podcast all about tabletop gaming because I've gotten really into it. And I wanted to do a solo podcast again because I hadn't done one of those in a while.
Every once in a while, you just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Just want to come down to the man cave and...
Yeah. But don't worry. You're going to get plenty. You're probably going to get plenty of that here as well.
That happens.
I'm feeling an X-Wing tutorial needs to happen in the future.
X-Wing tutorial?
Yeah.
You just jump in and the astromech does most of the work. I mean, you don't really have to... There's no real tutorial.
No, I'm talking about the miniatures game.
The miniatures game? Uh-oh. He's going to come out with stuff.
Ah, stuff is leaking. Stuff is leaking out of box. Bam, this thing.
X-Wing, that's an A-Wing, sir.
That is an A-Wing, but it says X-Wing at the top. It is the X-Wing miniatures game.
Dun, 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 dun.
Of course, Chloe had to get all smart on me. Like, why do they call it the... Why do they have A-Wings in the X-Wing miniatures game?
Why do they have the Millennium Falcon? Why do they have Slave One? Why do they have TIE Fighters?
Why did they name it X-Wing?
Why did they name it X-Wing? Okay.
Why did
they just name it the Star Wars miniatures game?
Because that just opens up... Because then you got to have ground troops and walkers and... it's a big... It's a giant conundrum.
Yeah.
Charlie Foxtrot's what that is.
Charlie Foxtrot! Woo! That means Cluster F. In case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know. We've been living under a rock for like ever.
Maybe you don't know military speak.
It's not exactly military speak, sir. It's the phonetic alphabet.
Oh, yeah. But that saying is primarily, like, military-ish.
Yeah.
It has its origins.
Now, FUBAR. Most people know FUBAR.
FUBAR.
Everybody knows FUBAR.
And SNAFU.
And SNAFU.
Although, I found people that don't know what that means. Like, most people know what FUBAR is, mm-hmm. but not a lot of people know what SNAFU means.
People got to get educated.
Yeah. Situation normal. All effed up.
Boom.
The situation is normal, which means it's all effed up.
That's right.
Like Congress. Congress is a snafu.
Congress is a giant snafu.
The biggest.
The biggest, all right. You know when they're proposing all the sequestration? I know the first 545 layoffs.
Oh, joy. We're not getting into politics. This is not a politics show. I was going to slam my hand down, but then the camera
would have fallen over. We should have done it anyway. You're like, this is not a politics. And then I'd like, oh, see? When I talk politics, I die. That's what happens.
For those of you who can't see, actually, I can show you guys.
That's right, because you have that
the studio shot here. That Phillip's camera is being held up by a pair of D&D books.
That's right.
Because he didn't bring his laptop, and I didn't see the need for him to drive all the way back to his house to get it.
You made a competitive argument, and you swayed me.
Yeah. I'm just trying to save you gas.
It happens.
These are difficult times.
Difficult times.
I'm not paying you for this.
Measures. I know, man.
I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah, we're not getting paid. I get free food, though.
Trust me. If money starts rolling in for this podcast, it's not going for you. It's not going to you.
It's not going to me at all.
We're going to upgrade some gear.
For every dollar Chris makes, Philip will get to look at a penny of it. He won't get to touch it. He'll get to look at it.
I'll get a better camera that'll show your ugly face.
That's right. Oh, my God. I mean, you really got to get in on the gingerness of the face, all right?
You're too ginger to be captured by webcam.
Too ginger to be in like, is this 1080p? No, it's a 720p. We're good. All right. As soon as you get to 1080, it's just like, ginger.
You get this reddish hue around.
I have an aura.
Ginger.
I
don't have a soul.
What's that? What the was it Flash Gordon theme song?
Flash.
Ginger.
Savior of the universe.
Destroyer of the universe.
No.
I do not throw cancer.
Swear to me.
We're getting really off topic here.
That's nerdy. That's comic booky. Still one of the best YouTube videos I saw involving Batman and Joker. Do you have throat cancer? You should really get that looked at.
I don't have throat cancer.
We did something really geeky yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of comic books, hey, you want to talk about comic books?
So geeky yesterday.
Yeah. We went to Baltimore Comic Con.
Baltimore Comic Con.
That's what we did. We totally hit up the Baltimore Comic Con. We were rocking OCD shirts.
Bam. Had to represent.
Yeah. You might have missed us. We weren't there very long.
We did do a couple laps, though.
Yeah.
We ran around.
We got in, did our stuff, and got out.
Bam. That's how I live my life. Because ain't nobody got time for that.
Next year, we'll spend more time there, though.
Yes, it was. Stopped at the Third Eye booth, said hi to those guys.
Yep. I did not say hey. I should have.
You should say.
I was too busy getting stuff done. So.
Stopped in the. They expanded that artist section from last year.
They got into that food court section that they had last year.
And I was walking through there, and
I'm starting to wonder if they need to get into a bigger area. Like it's like every year they're just kind of like pushing the boundaries of that convention center, of that side of the convention center.
Yeah, they might have to branch off into one of the other buildings.
I don't know.
Because that
multiple exhibit halls.
Yeah.
What I want to see is there's a lot of gaming. I'm sure we could get some gaming into the Comic-Con, like some Magic stuff.
Have a full on, like, 3-day Magic tournament. Well, that would just be next year, but like a con tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, we found out it's expanding into 3 days next year. That'll be wild. So let's think of it this way. Do you remember back? Because I was trying to think of this. Like our con experiences last year and what we did different this year about it. So last year, our big problems were we didn't know how to get in.
Because
the lines were very confusing.
Yep.
Especially as like because you didn't have a ticket and we had press passes. So it was like we knew we could just kind of walk in. But it was like for you, it's like, do I stand in this huge line that's going out the door?
Or do I stand in the huge line of everyone that has tickets?
Right. Or it's like, do I have to wait the line in and then get into the different line? And the people weren't really helpful. I think we had an issue with parking.
Yeah.
The parking was just...
Couldn't find the parking. It was one of those weird ones where it's like you're driving on the road and then, there's a driveway down to my parking garage. That's stupid.
So I think we fixed most of those issues.
We did with the...
Step number one, my wife is a genius. I will say that. She came up with the idea, I'm pretty sure, of why don't we get a hotel room up in Baltimore and stay the night? And that way we don't have to, because she usually is the one that does the driving.
Mm-hmm.
So it means getting up at the butt crack of dawn to drive up there to be in time for when it opens. So we were like, let's just make that drive on Friday. No pressure, no rush. We get up there.
No muss, no fuss.
No muss, no fuss. Yeah. So
it was great.
I told Philip this, and he was like, that would not be the worst idea ever.
Not be the worst idea on the planet.
So we stayed at the Holiday Inn.
Very good hotel.
It was pretty nice.
Nice pool.
The bed was to be... It left us wanting.
Yeah, you're only there for a night.
Yeah. But apparently there was like people playing like Rock Band next door at like 3 in the morning.
You and I had no idea about that.
Well, yeah, but I sleep through tons of crap.
It might take a nuke going off in your bedroom to wake you up for the millisecond you're still going to be alive.
Yeah. No, see, that's the weird part. Because, like, normal stuff that wakes you up doesn't wake me up. But, like, stupid crap, like the cat scratching at doors, wakes me up. Mm. But it Ashley sleeps through most of that stuff. So it's like whatever, we never both get woken up by stuff. It's like either she gets woken up by it and I'm fast asleep, or she's fast asleep and I get woken up.
And you get woken up. Oh, I got you.
So she got woken up and by some people, like some weird guitar music. But that was after... We had fun at that bar.
That was a really cool bar. So we ate
before we went up. We left.
Yep.
We got up there, got all situated in the hotel. I'm like, well, we're here in a hotel.
Let's wander.
This is fun, I guess. So Chloe was going to have to go to bed soon, so then we're going to have to be all quiet. Like, that's going to happen.
No, that's...
We went down to the hotel bar. It was nice, but expensive.
It was your typical... hotel businessman type bar.
That you went and swam.
Yeah.
After drinking.
After drinking.
That's right. I was swimming kind of crooked.
And then you were like, now I'm hungry. So like, let's go get food.
Let's go wander.
So we wandered. We found this like sports bar. It's pretty good. Pizza was awesome.
Pizza was really good.
All Star Sports Bar.
All Star like bar and grill sports bar something like that. Yeah, it's great.
That rhymes. All Star Sports Bar. Then we got up, or we went to sleep. Woke up the next morning, got in line an hour early, which is a first for us. I don't think we've ever been there that early. And so this is your second year, right?
This is my second year.
This was your second year. You bought a ticket this year.
That's right.
This year you actually got a ticket.
You know, I even checked online.
What?
Ticket sales were still going on online.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like Friday when we were up in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
I was looking on like, oh, ticket sales are still going on.
That was weird. Last year they closed them out early, didn't they?
Last year they closed them the Thursday.
Mm. Yeah. We left. Did you see the ticket line when we left?
Concrete.
It was like the ticket line was out with The line to get in was one way, and then the ticket line
was wrapping around
the other side of the building. That was ridiculous.
That was kind of weird.
We went and we got our press passes, and I don't know if we could have gotten in, like just walked in since we had our press passes, but we decided since we were going to have to wait on you to get in anyways, we just got in the line. So it was, I think they were a little bit more on their ball. Mm-hmm. Like it was, you got in the line, or as you're coming up to the line, they had people like placed as you get to the building,
checking tickets and popping
wristbands and probably redirecting people. And then you got in the line. We got actually right next to the convention center, but we still, then we went inside to get our press pass. We saw, I was like, oh, then it goes inside and wraps around the whole bunch.
Oh, that was, and somebody had the right idea. It's like, oh, real quick, just look to the right real quick, and it looks really weird with all the people.
That was me.
That was you.
That was me. Because, okay, so as you get in, you go inside, it wraps around once, and then they have this huge little corridor roped off where you just go back and forth like five or six times before you actually get to the line that goes into this place. Like, it was just, how can we organize a whole bunch of people inside this space? Mm-hmm. We'll just make them go back and forth a bunch.
Go back and forth.
And just as you're passing, if you just look through, you just see like a bunch of people just like going back and forth. It looked really weird.
It's the wait in line ride.
Yeah.
It's the best one ever.
I felt like I said something to you. Just want to like hold up a high five, like go down, just like clap a bunch of people. Like, all right, we're going to Comic-Con.
And then I was like, and they had a camera set up, and the guy, he moved. He came, I was like, all right, dude, we're in the perfect spot. Just like, bam, show him the logo right in the camera. And as soon as I turned it, I was like, yeah, he took the camera down.
And then he moved it to closer where we were. And then we're like, all right, we're going to get another chance. And then right as we get up to the camera, he moved it again.
He knew what we were going to do. He's like, oh, I see these kids.
We were that obvious.
We were those guys.
Those guys.
Trying to get free publicity.
So over the past couple of years, I actually have learned there's a certain booth that has these WoW action figures, like the ones you see behind you.
That's right. Can we see them behind me?
Yeah, you can. Yes, in the camera, you can. But those things are usually like 20, 30, 40 bucks. There was a booth that we always go to that you can get them for like $5. So this year we were like, bam, sprint to that place where they normally are. And that's when we realized that things were a little moved around.
Everything got moved around.
And the booth that we normally went to, they didn't have any figures.
And that's when Captain Sarcasm was like, you know, we were standing in line for an hour with a map in our hands.
But see, the problem is we didn't know the name of the booth. It was always in the same spot.
Okay. Where's last year's map?
I
still have last year's map.
I think I do, too, over there. Let's look it up, and then we could...
And then we still won't know where it is.
But me and you hit the line, or you know, then we kind of broke off because it was like we were shooting for we need to get your friend a t-shirt.
Had to get the grunt a t-shirt,
and then we were sprinting for dollar new releases because I've been behind on my comics, so Comic-Con's the perfect place to catch up because they'll have like dollar bins of all the new stuff. And Ashley and Chloe sprinted off to see if they could get some good action figure deals. They were disappointed. That was one of Ashley's big bummers this year. Is there was not really any good like deals on action figures. And then she like browsed through looking for like, because we like to go for like $5 trades.
Mm-hmm.
She said there weren't that many. I saw a couple booths, but it just wasn't as big as it normally is.
Yeah. I mean, like, you guys got the Walking Dead trades.
Yeah, but that was $8, which is still more than, you know, that's like the borderline of, because then you, any more than that, you're starting to get to, well, this is almost regular price.
Yeah. It's like, because you also have to factor in the cost of the ticket to get into Comic-Con.
Right.
It was like,
well, for most people.
For most people, yeah. For your average.
Your average person.
Your average person, yeah.
So, yeah.
Still good times.
Yeah.
Saw people.
We did, but we got stuff. I mean, I got the last two Walking Dead trades I need to read. Although I need to read like all of them. I have a whole stack of them up there. Those are all the unread ones, and those aren't even the new ones. But I'm starting to, I kind of had this feeling I need to just start over and just read through them all at once.
Yeah.
Like from issue 0 or 1.
Not horrible.
Which means starting with a big compendium that's like right there.
Oh, yeah. He's like, that's what Chris is doing for the next month.
Actually, it took me a day to get through that the first time. I just like, I speed read through that thing.
Were you single?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just found.
Was it a Saturday?
Hmm?
Was it a Saturday?
Probably. Or it was probably like one of my days off. I was on vacation or something. And I'm just like.
Just absorb.
I was not married yet, but you I was not single.
Okay.
But let's see. We
weird to find out. Every time I come down here,
what?
This right eye starts watering.
It's probably really dry in this room.
That could be. Oops.
Totally just hit the space bar.
He's hitting buttons, people.
Hitting buttons.
Button. Who's got the button?
Our topic's a sus now. Say Baltimore Comic Connie.
Comic Connie. Yeah,
No.
Doesn't work out too well.
Nope.
No. I'm also not gay.
We hit up the Hard Rock for lunch.
Very nice place
for
lunch.
That was good. We were going to go back and get some interviews. We needed to check out of the hotel. And it was getting to that time where it was like Ashley and Chloe had kind of had their fill. Mm-hmm. They had gotten everything they had needed to. And I'm not going to be that douche that's going to be like, whatever, I got to go interview people.
Yeah, I still have things to do.
Right. You know, I'm here for the it's all about our experience.
Air, Napoleon complex. I'm like,
yeah. So I was like, you know what? I had a decent, I have had my decent experience. Besides, that's the problem. Like, did you notice for like the first hour, it was fine. Like there was like, you could walk around the stuff. But once you hit that hour point, like that 11, it opened at 10. By the time we were at 11, it's like, okay, now I can't move. Mm-hmm. And then there's always those people that are just like walking and then they stop.
And they stop. Yeah. Or the people who were like, what was the one booth we were at where you guys were looking at action figures? And then I kind of parked myself in front of their register.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked around. I was like, I'm trapped.
I can't leave.
I can't really do anything. Okay.
Yeah, but that booth's always situated weird. The way they make you like come in around.
Yeah.
It's all that booth is they're always in that same place and it's always the same way.
And they always charge tax.
Yeah. It's not easy money.
No, it's not easy.
Yeah, that'll be $1.06. I'm like, I
no.
Just it's a dollar.
Shut up and eat the tax, okay?
No. You just reduce the price of stuff so that with tax it's whole amounts.
Yeah.
This comic is actually
94
cents. So with tax, it's a dollar.
$1. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, the shirts were that way too, but that wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It's $24.50.
Shfitty.
Fitty. $24.50.
I think we achieved everything we needed to do. You missed an annual.
I missed the annual, which no one had the annual.
Yeah. Which one? Which annual?
Red Lantern annual.
The first one or the second one?
The first one. Well, there's only been one.
I swear there's been a second one.
There's only been one so far.
Are you sure?
100%
positive. Internet!
Interwebs! Interwebs. Because there was issue 0, and then there was the annual.
Yeah, but there was, like, for instance, the Batman Detective Comics, which also was one of the first releases.
Okay, there was a New 52 annual.
Huh?
New 52.
Yes.
Okay.
The New 52 Detective Comics that start at the same time as Red Lanterns, they have two annuals out.
They already have two annuals out?
Yes.
Oh. Currently.
All right.
Because the Green Lanterns only have one annual so far. internet. We're researching here, folks.
Actually, no. This thing's being like...
Pulling up the interwebs.
I think there's only one out right now. Okay. Maybe there is. Maybe the second one doesn't come out yet.
He does this. He does this all the time. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, who was the chick in the T-Mobile commercials?
Shut up.
That was our first one. That was our big... Wasn't really a fight.
Some of them, it doesn't look like her.
It was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay, I understand that now.
Way back in the day. Excuse me, Catherine Zeta-Jones Douglas.
They're splitting up.
Are they splitting up?
Yeah. Okay. They're separated.
Well, until they're fully divorced, her legal name is Catherine Zeta-Jones Douglas.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. Giggity.
So.
That's what she said.
We had our fill of Baltimore.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. But we're already talking about next year.
Already talking about next year. And just like stuff we can do.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 3 days.
Yeah.
I think we need... I'm thinking next year we expand to 2 days. We do 2 days. I don't know if I could do a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No. But like, yeah. Do
Saturday and Sunday.
Do Saturday and Sunday. But actually... And even go through, do some of the comic stuff. And then actually go to some of the other stuff that's there. Yeah. Go to one of the events.
Yeah,
that's.
I've been to some of the panels before, but the panels are kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. It's one of those, like, if I was there by myself, I probably would go to more panels. But it's not something I'm going to drag Ashley and Chloe to. And that's there's not enough space where people could like sit down.
Yeah.
So like you can't like I can't say like, hey, sit down, relax. I'm going to go do this real quick. Like there's kid stuff and there's family stuff. But there's not any place where you can just, okay, I've had enough. I need to sit down for a moment.
It's one of those things where it's like Comic-Con is you're either by yourself or with one other person.
Yeah.
Because when I was standing there, we were standing at that Adventure Time Garfield kid thing.
And we were causing a mob.
Yeah. Everyone's like, are you in line to get signed? Are you in line to get signed by Michael? And I'm like, who is that? What are you talking about?
If we read those comics, we probably would know.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm really just... I'm out of the way. We're paying. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, and we mean Ashley.
Yes.
So. But I think next year, I think we're finally going to pull the plug and get a booth.
Yes.
I think so. I think that's what's going to happen.
Which means we're going to have to step our game up.
Probably. Probably. So, we get a booth. We have a bunch of swag and stuff. And then one of us can man the booth, and the other one of us can go shop.
And just keep flicking back and forth.
Flip back and forth. And then... That way, we'll have a hotel room for the weekend. We'll do the hotel room again.
That's right.
And then Ashley and Chloe will drive up separately on, like, the Friday. And then they stay in our hotel room. And then they can just come, do their thing, and then leave. And we can still experience... And then we can do more stuff, too.
And Friday's going to have to be the big, big runaround, buy everything day.
Yeah, there we go. We only have the booth Saturday and Sunday. Friday is about us. I like this plan.
Friday, we run around and just buy, 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 buy.
But we'll still have the booth space, so we can always, like, store stuff. Mm-hmm. We could, like, stash, or if we need a place to sit down, we'll have the booth to sit down
That's right. Like, I need to...
Just won't be anything there. We'll set up all that on Saturday.
Set it all up, have the... So now we need ideas for swag.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to see? Huh? What's going on? We're thinking dice. Actually, Chris is thinking dice.
I was thinking, I had the idea for custom, you can make from Chessex, the people that make a lot of the popular multi-sided dice, they make custom engraved D6s. And I'm thinking about getting some with the OCD logo on it.
Yeah.
That'll be sweet. That might happen sooner than later. Because there's a collector's con coming up in November.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where at?
It's around here.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly where, but it's around here. I want to say maybe Baltimore or Annapolis.
Okay. Seems to be where the big convention centers are, so that's where everything will take place.
Interwebs.
We need that sound bite, too. Every time we need to look something up.
November 20... Oh, that's not going to fly.
That's her birthday, isn't it?
No, that's the day after, so maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Baltimore, Maryland. Tall Cedars. Do you know where that is?
Tall Cedars.
I've never even heard that.
Off the top of
but
my
it's
head.
Comics, games, Does it give you a toys, street name? And collectibles. This might be pretty sweet.
Does it give you a street name on there?
Putty Hill Avenue.
Putty Hill Avenue in Baltimore?
Yes.
It's
only a Saturday.
Hmm.
$15 allows you to enter the show 1 hour early.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet. $10 for regular admission. How much was your ticket?
$25.
Was that for one day?
Yeah.
How much was like the multi-day?
$40.
$40. I thought it was around like that.
Yeah. Okay. Saturday by itself is $25. Sunday by itself is $20. So you save $5 getting both days together.
Now that's something I talked to. Or coming back to the Sunday thing, I think that's something that. Because the first time we went to Baltimore, we went on a Sunday. And then we decided we were going to go on Saturday because they have more selection. Because by Sunday, you're just what's left.
Yeah.
So we started going on Saturdays. But I think we may need to start shifting back to... There's a gamble to be paid on the Saturday versus Sunday if you only go one day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Saturday, you have more selection.
But everyone's there.
But everyone's there and the prices are higher. Sunday... It's the last day of the convention.
They want to get rid of all their stuff.
If they don't sell it, they have to ship it back home. So the deals are a little better on Sunday. But you don't have the selection.
Right.
So there's a little bit of a trade-off. So if you're going to go to... I definitely recommend anybody go to Baltimore Comic Con if you're in this area. It's a blast. It's definitely like... For this area, like the DC area, it's like the biggest con that we really have. There's a lot of little...
The minions were exciting. That guy was running around with the program.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the guy with the Thor hat or the Loki hat.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we're about to... Like, right before they open, he's just like running down, like cheering. He's like, we're about to open the doors!
That guy, there was some good costumes.
Yeah.
All right. There was... Except for the male Sailor Moon. That was... Everybody could have done without that.
Yeah.
I think even he was walking around like, I shouldn't have done this.
He didn't really seem very
yeah, he wasn't
positive
excited about that at all.
He was probably like so many people giving him like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm tired of answering questions. I just thought it would be interesting.
Yeah. No, saw a couple. There was Rogue and they were actually for Third Eye.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they were standing at the Third Eye booth and handing out Third Eye cards. So, like, Rogue and Black Cat, was that her name from Spider-Man?
The Black Cat we saw was for there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were both handing out Third Eye stuff.
I did not know that. I mean, I saw the...
I love how the timer just says zero.
Yeah, I was trying to see when the next one was so I could promote that, but... Oh, and apparently they had the Jay and Silent Bob were there.
That I did see that one,
and they were streaming some movie, but you had to pay extra for that.
Yeah, you had to pay, and that was like $100 or something.
Was it?
Or some ridiculous amount of money?
I knew I wasn't gonna be able to go see it, so I didn't look into it that much.
Yeah,
but that would be that kind of stuff's cool. They're starting to get more bigger names. Mm-hmm. Like Stan Lee was supposed to be there. Like he was there last year, I think, and then he was supposed to be there this year, but he had to cancel. Which means stuff happens. I'm not gonna fault the guy for
the man's. The man's a well-known comic creator. He's
not
to
mention he's like 80 or 90.
Exactly.
You know, he's pretty sprite for his age.
When he dies, like, the bulk of the world is going to shut down.
I don't think he'll die.
No?
I think he, like, sold his soul for immortality.
To make some stuff work?
Like, how else do you explain how active he is at his age?
Yeah. Or, like, let's think of what one of his comics was doing really bad when it started out. It just started flourishing all over the place. Like, yeah, you sold your soul.
That's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
He got bit by a spider.
I can do now this crazy stuff.
It wasn't just any spider. It was a radioactive spider.
Ooh.
That was my bad impression of Stanley.
It was a very bad impression. It's okay. It's better than what I was thinking of because I didn't have one.
So it's
at all. I was thinking, talking about Spider-Man.
Okay.
I like what they did with the reboot.
All right. The movie reboot?
Yes. They gave him his web launchers.
Oh, yeah.
That was my biggest problem with all of that. Because he's like, it just comes out of this little, tiny little microscopic hole in my wrist. Mm-hmm. No. Okay? In the comic book and in the cartoons, that was how he got out of like some sticky situations. Was he just took the cartridge, like took a handful of the cartridges and threw them in a fire. And then a giant explosion and webs like gumming everything up and he walks away.
Not always. The comic book is always flipped between the two. Like
really?
It started off as the web launchers and then it switched to the organic and then it switched back to the web and it's kind of flip-flopped.
Hmm.
Right now I think it's the web launchers, but it was organic for a while.
Okay. And like the Spider Hunter robots that the Kingpin made, that's how he destroyed one of them. He threw it into the engine exhaust port
and gummed it up.
Yeah, and just bleh, you saw this like weird blob of white pop out of there, and it fell on its back and died. That needs to be one of the movies. The Spider Hunter robots.
Yeah.
Those were epic.
Puts me to shame sometimes when I see some of the media outlets that are there. And you know these are like podcasts and other video casts. And they got like these huge cameras and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I've got my Kodak point and shoot. Hey, guys. And there's like this, although there was a dude that was just like interviewing anyone, everyone in the line.
Yeah.
Like we're not even, you know, you're just like, hey, Timmy, is this your first time at Comic-Con? How would you like to answer some questions about Comic-Con?
Oh, we should have filled out the demographic survey.
No, why?
I don't know why. Just for the heck of it. We could enter to win $100.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a prize.
She was...
Why didn't you tell me there was a prize?
I heard her say it.
I did not hear this. Didn't you get one? No. Didn't she hand you a form?
Nope.
Because that was while we were inside getting the passes.
No, she came around with the demographic survey when you guys were out there.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't get it because all four of us just kind of like, yeah, we're just gonna.
That's the key. That's the key to not getting handed stuff. If you don't make eye, as soon as you make eye contact, it's over.
Yeah, it's all done.
Once, if you just like look away when they're walking by and or just interact with somebody else, then they'll just walk past.
Mm-hmm. Except for the one guy, he did kind of like reach around me and shove a flyer in my chest. I'm like, all right, fine, damn it.
I would just, they'd always give Ashley one, and I would just point, like, I'm with her. You don't really, no.
When we were walking back from Hard Rock, that guy handed Ashley one, and she took it. You're like, I'm with her. I'm with them.
Yeah. Sorry, but did you just see he went and asked for it back?
Really?
Well, because it was, that was one of those, I figured it out later. It was one of those, it's like he's deaf, and it's like, hello, I'm, it's like he's saying, like, hello, I'm deaf.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And I need some help for something. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
And then it made me feel bad, because I'm like, dang, I should have given. And that's why, like, if she wasn't going to do anything, you probably needed that back to give to somebody else to potentially give him the money you needed. So, okay, I got it. But I, like, at the time, I just thought it was somebody else handing out.
It's a problem with doing that during cons. Yeah. It's like, I thought it was a con flyer. Nobody wants a con flyer.
Yeah. Hey, look, how about you throw this away?
Yeah, there you go. No, how about you throw it away?
Oh,
somebody
generally needed my help, and I threw it out. But then I also felt bad, because I'm like, is he deaf, or is he just mute? Because if he's deaf, then when I was like, I'm with her, he didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
But if he's mute, then he still heard it.
Yeah.
He just couldn't say anything back.
Couldn't say anything.
I'm a terrible person.
That's what happens at the con. No, okay, fine. We're horrible people. But at the time, we were like, it's just con stuff. We were like, we don't even need that.
Hey, look at that.
Anybody got time for that?
40 minutes.
Anybody got time?
Or almost 40.
40 minutes of us running our mouths?
On Comic-Con.
On Comic-Con.
I know. How about that? Entire episode on Comic-Con. There's a lot there.
And there's probably so much we missed.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a lot we missed. We did not cruise the Artist Alley really that much. You did.
Yeah.
I wanted to some more.
Artist Alley was pretty cool. There's people that were getting signatures and, like, people, names I didn't recognize, but I'm sure they probably done, because you open up the first couple pages of a comic book, and there's, like, 50 names on there.
Right. One thing I will say about Comic-Con, though, the Baltimore one, some of the panels, not that interesting. Like, I understand the getting into comics and the here's how you get into comics. Those, like, people are probably really into. But some of them, it's just like you go to New York and they have tons of panels. And there are a lot of super interesting things. Like, there was one on, like, steampunk stuff. They had, like, a line out the flipping door.
Yeah.
Like, when me and Jeremy went to it, we tried to get in line for that one, but it was just, like, way out the door. Like, I think they just need a... Right now, they're one of, like, I would say Comic-Con, or Baltimore Comic-Con's one of the biggest comic conventions that still limits itself to a lot of comic book stuff.
Okay.
Like, anything bigger than Baltimore is just exploded into, like, another pop culture convention kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Baltimore's still kind of like this haven of, this is a big comic book thing.
I mean, because San Diego Comic-Con.
Right.
For one, it's televised.
most of it.
Most of it's televised. You, I mean, you'll probably have to search through a
Some of the panels, though, they will not put anywhere because the fans have waited there so long. So as a treat to them, they make it so they are the only ones that will see that panel. During the Doctor Who panel, mm-hmm. they released a special trailer or like short clip only to those people, and they're like, do not put this on your phones, do not put this on the internet. We're only showing it to these people. And these people waited in line for like hours. So they're like, fine. I waited for hours. I'm not going to make this easier for somebody else to get it.
You know, somebody probably did though.
But then like people take it down. Like I tried to find it.
Yeah.
So next year, we're probably going to go multiple days.
Yes.
We might probably going to have a booth, hotel room. Maybe we'll throw a party.
That'd be sweet. Play around in the pool.
I was in the pool.
Which I found out I'm so out of shape. I'm a comic book nerd. I don't need to be in shape. Whatever.
You were on a sports team?
Doesn't take much to, turn the page, wash your hands. Turn the page, wash your hands.
Gloves.
Gloves.
Latex gloves.
No glove, no love, baby.
Aww. Really?
That's where I went with that.
You totally went there.
I totally went there.
Oh.
Come on, folks. You had to know that was coming.
No, I didn't.
All right. I'm talking to them. The people.
They're what matter. People. That's what Chloe would say. I'm playing us out.
Playing us out?
We hit that part.
We did hit that part.
So
we had fun this weekend.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And we will continue to have fun.
Yes.
And we will... Maybe we'll do something for the collector's thing.
It's not bad. It's in November?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good thing.
Did you go to Baltimore Comic Con? If not, why didn't you? There is no excuse. You have no excuse.
Very disappointing.
Especially if you, now you know.
Knowledge is power.
And knowledge is power. Knowledge is also half the battle.
That's right. No,
knowing is half the battle. Dang it!
G.I. Joe!
Dang it! I screwed it up. I screwed it up.
Just, either way. We can get the NBC star to go across. The more you know. It's probably copyrighted.
But now you definitely don't know about, or now you definitely know about the con, and we should expect to see you next year.
Yes.
If you did go, email us. Let us know what you did at the con. Did you have any cool experiences? There's a new email address.
Did you catch the crud? Because I didn't.
Not yet. It's only been a day. That stuff has to fester for a while.
There's an incubation period.
Yeah. We have a new email address. It's an easier one, I think.
Very easy.
You want to send us feedback? It's just feedback@ocdcast.com.
What?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
feedback@ocdcast.com. Let us know.
Is there a complaint at ocdcast.com?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because all complaints were due yesterday.
Let us know what you did at the convention if you went. So, thank you guys for watching and listening to this episode. Remember, you can also follow us on the internets. That is Philip. He is at Philip_RD. Are you going to change that now?
I might change it to Philip_OCD. That's right.
Twitter.com/Philip_RD right now. I'm Twitter.com/ChrisTheProf. You can find this and all the other great stuff right there at the website. It's up right there. OCDcast.com, Facebook.com/ObsessiveComicsDisorder. This epic music you're hearing is the song L3 by Skyhawk. It's on his album Function. He's got a new album that's on its way.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should have a chat with him.
No, he's a big wig. He won't talk to us.
Oh.
But it's awesome. You should go listen to it. So thank you guys for checking out this episode. We will see you again for more of the new OCD podcast. Catch you later. Oh, I forgot. I'm Chris.
No, I'm Chris.
No, I'm Chris.
No, you're Chris?
Nope.
Who am I?
You're Philip.
I'm Philip. This is OCD cast.
And we'll catch you next time.